time to get to a setting the bar story. Kelly, these are what?
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, if the next presidential election is this close, help us all. But if you can manage to make it through the day without losing the election by one vote because you didn't vote for yourself, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. That's a really tight race.
Right. And this is a facepalm moment in this small town in Washington. It's near Seattle, had a city council election, so it wasn't like for,
something super important.
Well, I mean, some may say city council is important. However, these guys that were running, Damian and Ryan, and they had to do a recount because the votes were so close they couldn't really call a winner. So that's why we're talking about it literally a month later, right? It came down to a single vote. Ryan ended up winning 247 to 246, but Damian could have won, but he didn't vote for himself. Here's Damian talking about it.
I didn't feel comfortable voting for myself. I thought it was kind of narcissistic.
Narcissistic. Oh, bless his heart.
So I didn't.
We have no changes to the results. It looks like Mr. Roth unofficially is leading. And so it become official this afternoon at 4 o'clock during our canvassing board meeting.
Awesome.
Yeah. So they made it official that Ryan, the other guy, won the seat in city council.
So wait, if Damian would have voted, it would have tied it, right?
That's kind of what I was
thinking. And then they have to have have another election.
So it's not clear if he voted, but if he voted for Ryan or if he voted for someone else or didn't vote at all. There were six.
I think he didn't vote at all if he didn't feel comfortable voting for himself. Like, you're not going to vote for the other guy, right?
You would think.
You're going to be smart enough to not do that, right?
It's like, well, I mean, I'm running for this elected office, but I mean, he's a really nice guy. He'd probably do well too. So I'll just throw a vote for him.
Or, you know, I just don't want to be seen as conceited.
Right, right.
Voting for myself.
Have you met politicians?
It's not prom king,
oh,
dude.
Shoot. Anyways.
Elected office. You're supposed to vote. Like, a lot of times the politicians are seen on camera walking into the polling place. Like, everyone knows they're voting for themselves because you get a vote.
Yeah.
Still,
so
even when you're the candidate,
as you said, yeah, had he voted, it sounds like they would have tied. And so The last time they had a tie, they flipped a coin.
OMG.
So it would have come down to a coin toss, but he didn't even get that because he didn't vote for himself.
Heart, he's admitting, well, I thought that'd be kind of rude if I voted for myself.
I didn't feel comfortable voting for myself. I thought it was kind of narcissistic.
Yeah, narcissistic.
Oh, bless his heart, though. He sounds like a nice guy.
He doesn't want to say,
listen, I'm not bitter than the other guy.
Well, and he's not bitter, period. He just said, he was like, yeah, you know, I mean, I'll try again next year. or next time.
But pro tip, next time, Damian, go ahead and cast that
go ahead and cast a vote for yourself. Yep,
it's
there you
okay.
Go.
We're all gonna understand.
That is your setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without losing the election by one vote because you decided not to vote for yourself.
Oh.
You're doing okay. That's setting the bar.